At the heart of the debate is this statistic. In 2007, 61% of the state's new prison admissions were repeat offenders who violated their parole rules but did not commit a new crime. A report funded by the Council of State Governments recommends shifting $30 million of corrections funding into community rehab programs for ex-offenders to slow down that revolving door. Nick Chiarkas of the State Public Defender's Office says he's encouraged by that proposal.
It's like shifting from tough on criminals to tough on crime. Tough on criminals is more like saying, let's build more cemeteries to fight cancer. Well, that's after the fact. Somebody already has it. Instead of, let's prevent cancer in the first place.
But conservative Republicans on the Justice Reinvestment Committee reviewing the recommendations are lining up against the plan. Representative Joel Clayfish of Oconomowoc says reducing parole revocations ignores the interests of crime victims.
There are always ways to let prisoners out of prison. At what cost? At cost to their victims. We have to put the rights of the citizens, victims, paramount.
Other Republicans on the committee also oppose spending money to help ex-offenders find work at a time when non-criminal citizens are losing jobs in the economic downturn. The debate begins in earnest next month after the Democratic-controlled committee votes on endorsing the report's recommendations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.